Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What's up, guys? Van here on the check-in, and I'm here to let you know to go check out Brainwash. Shout out to Ayana, shout out to Leah, shout out to Gim. I appreciate you all so much, and thank you for this wonderful season of SSID. This isn't the season finale, but I definitely wanted to take time to shout them out and shout out everybody who's been supporting the show so far. I'm thinking about doing a best of episode, so if you have any favorite moments or favorite segments or favorite clips from the show, please let me know. Also, let me know who would you like to see on season 3. Just let me know. Y'all niggas know how to find me. Twitter, Instagram, whatever. Just let me know. With that said, let's get into the episode.
Wait, I just gotta have one, right?
Yo, welcome to SSID. Episode 15, season 2. I'm very low energy today. A nigga is tired, but we're there for y'all. As usual, I'm joined by the good beloved, the homie Brunel. Say what's up, Brunel.
Yo, what's good, y'all? Yours truly. Feel me? Follow me on Twitter.
Word. All right.
Toe Boys Worldwide.
Yeah, Toe Boys, your gang. All right, so we're in here was joined by some very special guests. We're recording a little earlier because we had to clear a room for this man. You know what I'm saying? My boy, the homie Rob Stilt, Rob Light. If you from the hood, you from the set, Rob Light.
I really need niggas to stop calling me Rob Light.
Yo, you're gonna be a grown man.
What's going on, everybody? You're gonna be
50, nigga.
You're gonna be a grown man just forever, Rob Light. Remember when your pops to do the toe
all
box.
All the young niggas we went to school with, freshmen still call me that shit.
Yo, bro, that's your name, bro. You should embrace it. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nothing light about me no more. Ain't nothing light about me right now, nigga.
Yo, come on, Rob. All right, and we got a very special guest as well. Homie OG Tony, Tony Mackey. Hey, Tony, if you know her in the clubs. I'm not as good as Jordan, but I tried.
Wait,
you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Jordan for the new job. That shit is hard.
I knew it would come out. I told you it would be fire with her, bro.
Duh, we did the episode. I was like, all right, yeah. You gotta hit me with a drop, though.
Little ASMR herself.
She did a couple little drills. I got heat.
Yeah, shout out to Jordan. Shout out to Jordan.
Hey, beloved.
What she had on the Goblin?
It was me and Goblin and Jordan.
Yeah. She's nice. All right, but we're gonna jump into the episode.
He had to ask about it real quick.
She's nice. But, yo, we're gonna jump right in. Feeling what you're not feeling. Does anybody want to go before me?
Nigga always volunteering me for shit.
Yeah. Rob got it.
Niggas pointing fingers. Nah, fuck Facebook, though. That's the first thing.
Hey, that's official. Kinda everybody aggressive. Should
know that. Nah, I ain't really mean to be that aggressive.
It's kind of aggressive.
Nah, I can be aggressive. Fuck Facebook.
Fuck Facebook. I feel like they should get rid of that shit. Like, that shit is done. Because every time I go on that shit, like, I go on it just to, like, because I found, like, I did some ancestry shit and I found like family and shit, so I just been searching people up.
You the only nigga I know using Facebook for the right reason. You know what I'm saying? You know what they're crossing Bible means. You know what I'm saying?
But that's the type of shit I see when I go on. It's crazy though.
That's bullshit.
But
how many pregnancies? have you seen this week?
Don't do this.
Between now and Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving was like pregnancy announcement day. Shit. It was like signing day. You know, college football signing day. It was like that for pregnancy.
You know, it's still women like posting like ultrasounds of their kids.
Yeah, right.
They like, oh yeah, look at my child. Look just like
he's waving. Father. Like, no, he's not. He's trying to. He's fighting for his life in there.
Yeah, whole milkshake. milkshake right now.
Yeah, he's not even fully formed. He's waving at us.
Like, shout out to my man's about to have a kid soon.
Oh.
How you say shout out and then you're not gonna say who?
Whose baby showers we at, Rob?
Bro.
Just?
Yeah. I don't think
you want it. Right. You said the world is listening. They don't know that, man.
Oh, yeah. They don't know Just.
Yeah, nobody knows Just. And that wasn't in the back of my mind right now. I'm sorry. Yeah. You look tight. Like, you know, why you get tight over that?
No, because one time I was on the phone with him and I had, bro, he was like, so I didn't.
Oh, you feel me? It's too late. The cake's been baked.
And it was
but why you get tight at me, though?
No. Because you didn't know who we was talking about. All
right. All right.
For sure. What I'm not feeling right now.
Oh, Tony. All right. Jump into the...
Word. She's just dumb.
I'm just saying. I'm not feeling niggas not following their hearts.
Well, speak on that, beloved.
I need you to follow your heart. So, like, just be honest. I need you to do the right thing. Whatever right is to you.
Can you come close to the mic, please? I feel like this
am
the streets.
Am I far?
Yeah,
am I whispering?
Yeah, you whispering.
Shut up.
You're a quiet roar.
It's my voice. I can't help it.
All right.
I need niggas to follow their heart. Like, I'm not fucking with niggas. Okay, for example, a little specific.
Okay.
When niggas try play friend zone, knowing what the motive is, or when shorties know that they're not with the shits and be leading niggas on. I need honesty in this world.
All right.
Follow your heart.
I feel that.
Okay, good talk.
That was good. I like that. Concise and to the point.
This is some shit that y'all know about because I don't know what's going on.
Nah, there's no inside shit. I'm just following my heart.
General statement.
I'm following my heart. What about you, Benil? what you feeling and not feeling?
They did what they're not feeling.
Not
right?
feeling. Go ahead. So what you not feeling, Benil?
Snapchat.
Nigga, what the fuck you on Snapchat for?
You're making bad life choices.
I haven't been on Snapchat in a while, but I'm not feeling it because somehow I still see.
I feel like you're lying. I feel like you still got some premium Snap accounts.
You're subscribed.
No,
hold
on.
I heard you got premium subscriptions to a lot of shit on Snap.
First of all,
if you're going to throw dirt in my name, do it right.
They doing dirty, son.
There's no premium Snaps. I'm on OnlyFans. Let's get it right.
You fucking with the cam sodas?
Nah, I ain't doing that coin shit. Nah, I'm getting to the point with the cheeks moving. Like, I'm gonna start an ad with niggas just like reviewing OnlyFans accounts. Like,
you just do that on YouTube.
I saw that on Twitter.
I'm gonna be like Reddit.
But you do that on YouTube though.
I'm gonna have to do it.
Like with the video and like small though, so you won't get hit with no copyright.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna just like review quality, you know, performance, you know. Content, you know what I'm saying?
You need help.
Nah, no help. I'm just saying, I should support black business, like, as we all should, you know what I'm saying? But
that's fire, though, I told you.
That's what I'm saying. I give the money to the white man, you know what I'm saying? When I give the money directly to a black queen, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's what I'm saying. All right, but what I'm not feeling.
This nigga is stupid.
Yo, what I'm not feeling, damn. What am I not feeling? I'm not feeling... Being taxes being taken out of my check.
Wow, talk that.
Even though I would be with it if it was, I knew where it was going.
I ain't even trying to boast. But
you know where it's going.
To the man, brother. It's going to the man.
You're annoying.
All right.
They tell you.
What else am I feeling? Oh yeah, when you at work, right, and niggas automatically sign you up for that Secret Santa shit. I'm not feeling that at all. Like, yeah. I don't fuck with these people. You know what I'm saying?
So, what,
like,
you gotta get them gifts and shit?
Yeah. I just see an email. Oh, your Secret Santa is this. Like, hold up, big fella. You got some dip in your chin, right? Oh,
they don't even, like, let you do a draw. Like,
no, they just gave me a name.
I used to work at a job where they used to just put, like, names in a hat and you just pick the name out the hat.
Yeah, but nigga, they don't upgrade. It's 2018. Ah. Niggas is out here. They got a whole website.
So, y'all not choosing. Fuck
that. Niggas got the randomizers.
Yo, bro, the site's called Draw Names. So I'm like, whoa, what is this?
You still get the draw?
No, bro.
You don't get
it's already
draw.
Assigned to you. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And they talking about $25 minimum.
Damn. Mine is a $30 minimum.
Minimum.
And Niggas put my name in the hat that without shit, me asking.
Tony, how you know I'm religious? Tony, that shit is nuts.
How you know like, I'm religious? How you know I'm not with the Christmas shit?
I'm about to say I'm a Jehovah's Witness. Now, you know what I'm saying? I'm down for the cause. You know what I'm saying? That's OD. But yeah, that's what I'm not feeling. But what I'm feeling is shout out to all the holiday parties.
I support that. Open all bar of season. Them.
Damn, I'm not going to experience that. I'm unemployed.
But when I say holiday parties, I mean even friends functions.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking New Year's Eve. You know what I'm saying? Sex. It's going to be crazy. That's all I'm going to say. But yeah, shout out to the free liquor. Shout out to the white people trying to do the cha-cha slide.
Nah, liquor don't be free, though.
You got the wrong function.
You got the wrong one. Yo, yeah. If any women...
Need a plus one.
Girl. You talking about at any holiday, somebody's house.
I'm talking about everything.
But it's not about Evan right now. Anybody need a plus one?
This nigga Tony.
It's me.
Tony is like.
Bring me.
She's ISO Mello. Like I've never seen a nigga call
Don't
ISO.
Don't ever compare me to Carmelo Anthony in this day and age.
You're right.
Don't
you're right.
That's disrespectful.
You're right. You're Matthew Dellavedova.
Wow. Your fucking energy.
You're right. My fault.
You're a hater.
But
This is the love I get. I pop in.
Where the love go?
And this is the disrespect.
But shout out to shout out to all the holiday parties. I'm going to a few would be Big Smack. If you know me, you know the Henny's on me.
Dog food, that's what that is.
Personal, the big bottle.
The big bottle.
Big joint. That shit terrible.
Nah.
Niggas really need to talk about this. Like, Henny is dead nasty.
All liquor is nasty.
No.
What liquor?
You like Henny?
What liquor is good?
You drink that shit, you be like, oh, this shit mad good. That's what you do after you drink
niggas
it?
Ain't got the blend. That's how niggas be trying to be cool, trying to drink
that's
it straight.
That's just Gatorade.
That ain't it. You gotta have the blend with the Henny.
You gotta be able to drink a drink without having to blend that shit.
That's not true. Nigga, we adults.
Whiskey. I drink whiskey straight.
You drink one type of whiskey. Not all whiskeys.
Mad different whiskeys.
First of all, why are you drinking whiskey? That's some Jim Crow era shit. Like,
the first. I'm on some old shit. Yeah,
nigga.
That shit tastes good, though.
Nigga.
He also massive.
I could drink Ciroc regular.
Nigga, that's some Motown Records ass drink.
Get some
cognac. You know what I'm saying?
That shit is terrible.
That gasoline do the job, though.
Oh, yeah. Nigga, you gotta mix it right. What I do. When I was a young wild nigga, you know what I'm saying? I used to do the Red Bull and Henny, you know what I'm saying? But can't do that. Not anymore. Not I.
You sound like you just did a 5-year bid.
Can't do that when I was a young boy. But now you just get a little Lipton raspberry iced tea with the hen and with the hen dog. And you good. You know, you in a vibe. A cup and a half, you in a vibe, bro.
Yo, when my cousin put me on to that sour Henny at one of our cousin's wedding, that shit was valid.
That's what I'm saying. You got to mix it right.
Sour Henny, change your mind on Henny.
Niggas be trying to jump off the deep end drinking the Henny straight. Like, don't do that. You shouldn't be drinking anything straight, honestly. Unless you're trying to die. But if that's your mission, it don't matter what you drink.
Just add sugar, more sugar to it. You ain't gonna die. You straight. You be all
right. You trying to be racial, right, nigga? We trying to get drunk. I didn't ask for the nutrition facts.
You said you gonna die if you drink it straight, but you not gonna die if you just you add mad GMO shit to it?
I'll take the... Yo, don't...
Nigga said GMO. Nigga said
This nigga Rob just got mad hotep on me. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, don't do that.
What you put in your body, brother?
Nah, don't do that.
You know what they do?
This nigga Rob just went full yada on me. He went full yada on me. Rob just went yada on me, y'all. But, yeah. Shout out to Holly Park. So what are you guys feeling? What are you... Let's go positive.
I'm not going first this time.
So on you, big man.
Ass, huh?
So,
Nigga, tight. Feeling?
You feeling, Brunel?
I'm feeling black women.
Yeah.
I know last time I said I wasn't feeling women.
We had a whole tribute.
Yeah, this I'm feeling black women, son.
So you feeling better from last episode because you was on the vibe.
You gotta fix the upper.
So you good.
The whole week has been valid.
It's been a valid week.
I
heard that. My brother, we ain't gonna get into details, but all right. What about you, Tony? Macadocious?
I'm feeling low cuts.
Oh, you good? Oh, yeah. Tony's coming home, y'all.
I'm trying to cut all my
Tony's trying to get the Nas fade.
Don't do this to me.
She going to.
She want the number one. You want the number one.
I don't
one.
Even know what the fuck that
number
means.
Number one all the way around.
This shit on the chart.
With the grain against the grain.
I don't know what that means either. Y'all supposed to hold it down.
All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take you to Mace. Shout out Mace. I don't know if he's going to listen to this or not. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell him about your podcast. He's going to listen to this. We're going to send you to the barber. You feel me?
Okay.
And if you don't know what you want, he just gonna give you a baldy. How about that?
Just come home.
Y'all don't really fuck with me then. Why would y'all have me out here looking crazy?
You got the head wrap.
But you don't even know the homework.
Go to him and ask for a Caesar. That's it.
Yeah, Dark Caesar.
Nah, fuck him.
I'm gonna show him a picture.
Fuck them niggas. Get fancy. Get low fade.
I want some sex.
Fade would be valid. That's what I'm saying. And then the waves on the top.
You know Tony gonna be brushing. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Arm gonna be hurting.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you gonna have to use those muscles. I know you're using them in a while.
Yeah,
yeah. Yo, D. I know you ain't using
them. Yeah, he took it there. I ain't gonna say nothing. But
now this.
So, that's what you're feeling?
No, I'm feeling
bad. I was pulling it back. Relax. All
right. So, what are you feeling, Rob?
I'm fucking with... Yo, honestly...
This is suspenseful.
I'm fucking with 2019. I'm excited for 2019.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of shit going on. A lot, you know, everybody can be upgraded.
Yeah, Rob, tell him what you're doing. Tell him what you're doing in July.
New year, new Rob.
Oh, you OD. UOD.
Tell him what you're doing.
I'm going to Cuba next year.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
How many people?
What you mean?
How many people is going to Cuba?
Me and my girlfriend. Me and Brittany going to.
Why did you do that to
her?
I'm happy for him, but I'm still tight when I got that text message.
That's not even.
That's
cool. In peace.
That's cool. I'm happy for you, though.
That's
not even. I definitely want to make trips, too.
In the new year.
That's not even all that's going on next year. I just got a lot of shit, planned for myself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Physically. And
yo, I don't want to get on you, but what's up with the podcast, my nigga? Like, you know, the streets need that back. You know what I'm saying?
I've been stagnant. I work a lot. Like, I know it's not an excuse, but it's just like I've been trying to work on myself and get myself better so I could have a better product.
That's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? Don't be out here,
but
you know.
Nobody else's podcast gonna come back soon.
Yeah, the streets need that. Hopefully. Bro. One of my favorite podcasts, nigga. I listen to every episode. What Joe Biden said, I listen to that shit all the way to DC and all the way back.
Multiple times.
That's hilarious. I'm working on that. I just need to make the time, get the space, because I don't even have a space to do that shit. My new place, I don't got no space to do that shit at all. So I just figured I'd just work on other shit in the meantime.
That's fair.
Yeah. Which is probably why niggas haven't seen me like that. And I never even thought about it, because every time niggas see me, yo, Rob, I ain't seen you in mad long. I'm like, word?
Damn,
like,
you're right.
I'm like, yeah, absolutely right. Right.
Shit.
Absolutely right.
So, 2019, that's what I'm feeling right now. All
right, I hear that.
Evan, what are you feeling?
I already gave what I'm feeling. Holiday
give
parties.
Me something else.
Oh, you trying to put me on the spot?
Yeah, I am.
Nah, I'm feeling everything right now. I want a vibe.
Tea tree all flowing.
Yeah, so I'm good. I'm in a good space, you know?
Yeah, that shit got me feeling loose.
You like that, right?
Tea tree. Been since in December.
What happened?
Been since in December.
Oh, come on, don't do that. We ain't gonna do that. We ain't finna do that.
You got it.
You know what I'm saying? Let me live, beloved. Shout out to Jada. But feel me? But we gonna jump right into the show.
Wow.
We're gonna jump right into the show. Fuck you, Tony. We're gonna jump right into the show. We're gonna talk about Kevin Hart, man. By now, niggas know what happened. Y'all here using all type of slurs on Twitter back in the day.
Bricks.
You know,
bombing them shits.
I don't know the full story.
Do I have to give a background? Do you know?
I don't know the full story. All right,
so
I don't know.
It came out that he was hosting the Oscars.
Yeah, right? I know about that. Yeah.
So
wait, so you just gonna do that part or the part? Because he had another episode, but a thing with his kid before.
Oh no, we gonna talk about that. I didn't know about that. You wanna talk about that first?
No, you said Kevin Hart, so I thought you were talking about. As a whole, what's going
on? Oh, yeah, we can talk about that. That's fine.
No.
I just don't know about it. That's what I'm saying.
So he threw his child.
Come a little closer.
He threw his kid a party, and it was Cowboys and Indians themed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, it was, a lot of, all of the indigenous people, why the fuck I can't pronounce nothing, were, upset about it. And he was, oh, I don't understand why they would be upset. This is something we've been playing since we were kids. So he was like unapologetic about
it. So he doubled down on that too. Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, well, I'm talking about, I really don't fuck with the nigga. All right. So
that's the thing though. Like, a lot of people saying, like, when people like him do shit like this, it's like, I don't want to say I don't fuck with him, but it's like, I just look at him different, you know?
That's not synonymous?
Fuck with him, so you don't fuck with him.
Huh? That's not synonymous?
Is it?
If I look at somebody different, I say, yo, I look at that nigga different. But I don't fuck with him.
That's not my definition of it, though.
I don't know, because...
Y'all sound shaky.
Can I say what he did, though?
Go ahead, before we jump in, you know?
So...
I can't say, I don't know. I just, this whole year, I've been seeing, like, mad people do mad, wild, fuck shit. I'm not just gonna say fuck them. Like,
I'm gonna say fuck them.
Yeah, that's subjective. Well, we'll talk about that.
It is subjective, though.
Yeah, it is.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so Kevin Hart.
If they die, I'm gonna feel bad about that shit.
That's it. Once again, that's subjective. So.
Go ahead, Evan.
So, Kevin Hart, the guy told it to host the Oscars.
I don't know, that's some Hardys, right?
And then. You know, people pull up old tweets. They do it to everybody now. You know, it's just a thing that happens. Mm-hmm. It's the internet. Nothing's forgotten. You know what I'm saying? So people pulled it up. It started making media outlets start catching on to it. They gave him a chance to comment. He said, he basically, his apology was like half-assed. Kind of, it was like, oh, yeah.
It was an apology with the butt afterwards.
Yeah, basically. You know, y'all being negative. Y'all doing this to me So it was like, all right. So it came out that the Oscars was like, you know what, you're not doing it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was his dream gig for a long time. He's always said, like, I want to host the Oscars. Like, that's my goal, you know. And for him to throw it away over him just not apologizing, like, is nuts to me.
Yeah.
So how do you guys feel about it? Like, we can go in depth because
Go in depth because I heard that he... Like, I guess there was some footage or something. You're talking about the tweets, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, footage of him practicing for his jokes and all that or whatever. Like, practicing for his scheme for the Oscars or whatever. And somebody...
I thought it was something like that.
Okay.
These are old tweets.
These old tweets they found. And
I don't know how people pull up old tweets.
Search your name and then whatever you're looking for.
Nobody.
And it comes...
Underscore still.
And I scroll to 2015.
I'm not going to say anything.
Fine.
But if I put up your name and type bitches next to it, everything you said bitches,
it's going
to
come up. It comes up.
God.
You said hype just now.
I'm going to pull that shit up right now. All right.
That's hilarious.
You type niggas, it's every tweet in there.
Yeah. I don't trust any black person that don't say nigga.
I think I've only written nigga a handful of times on Twitter.
I don't think I have anything that would...
Nah, you don't be tweeting wild shit.
No.
That's just not how
you can I read a few.
You might read
some wild
shit. That's not how I think. Do you mind?
Do you mind? I'm going to read a few Rob's tweets.
2015.
And read the date, too.
All right. 2015. Shout out all my boss bitches when wife and niggas. We really shit it. I guess he's talking about back to back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was a crazy
Having one. The power today, people, is great. Two bitches in 72 hours. Fucking awesome.
You idiot. Who are you?
Yo, 2014?
Yo,
nigga, November 26, 2014.
All right, let me read this one from 2016. Vote for me, Bill Gluckman. Down for my bitches and hoes.
That's a movie, though. Nature.
I know, but I'm just saying. I'm just reading your shit.
Yo, that's how Brother Nature got in trouble.
That's what I'm saying.
That's funny.
Yeah, man. Son. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, I'm just reading. Oh, nah, that's a fab line. I ain't definitely reading that shit on here.
Proud of you.
From when?
It was like, I don't know, Soul Tape era. Oh, this is my favorite one. This is the last one I'm going to read. I guess this is from a few months ago, Rob. I don't know.
He was on a bean
this time. It said, somebody give me the permission to slander this bitch for being insensitive, evil for lights. Bitch, please.
Yeah.
What was the tweet about?
I don't know. It was deleted. The one you retweeted. That's what I'm saying. That's how easy
it is. I probably seen some shit. It's some shit that was like close to me. Like
some wild shit.
I seen recently and I almost tweeted some wild shit about someone making fun of someone that's autistic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. That's fair. Off. Yeah. But yeah. But this, what I'm saying is the point.
Yeah, I did not know you could just
the point shit. Being, it's very yeah. easy to
I
look
I thought
up.
It was like a bot, like a, no. some technical shit. Like, nigga, oh, let me get this.
All that shit I pulled up from you, right on that. That's great. Right on that. So what I'm saying is you, like, you got to delete your tweets. Pay the $8. Get them shits the fuck up out of there. Get this bag. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
He blocked his blessing. Only not because of the tweets. Also because he doubled the fuck down on this shit. You know how easy it is to say, yo, my bad. I'm sorry. Yeah. And the shit. He had so many options in the situation. And he still managed to choose the wrong one. Which is nuts to me. How you niggas feel?
That's crazy.
I feel like I'm okay with it just because.
Him getting the fuck up out of here?
Yeah. Oh, I'm definitely okay with getting the fuck up out of here. Just because, like.
All right, but I'm good apologizing. With saying that, though. But I'm not. I don't feel like. I can't just say fuck you. I don't know. That's just been the spirit.
You're taking fuck you to a level of death. He's always I'm just saying I don't.
Yeah, that's how I'm thinking about it. Yeah, I don't you gotta know.
Do better. I'm just talking in terms of personally. I don't fuck with you.
Oh, okay.
But certain niggas gotta go though. Like, you know what
but
I'm saying?
But see, this is the that's the way that I'm thinking.
What was the yo? What
go
what
did they?
See, I'm
tweets?
Not saying
what
I'm not tweets? Saying Kevin Hart. He gotta like die. Or gotta go. But certain niggas that do problematic shit. Say problematic shit.
You shouldn't have access.
If they
all right, cool. So I'm on that type of time.
If they get knocked off.
I still don't know what he said. That was that crazy.
I'm not on that type of time.
What you mean? So how do you feel about XXX turkey bacon? You don't feel like. You feel like you sad? You actually like sad he got slimed?
Where he at? Don't do this.
No, what you mean?
I ain't speaking on that.
Why not?
He dead.
What does that mean? We can't tell the full...
We talk about dead people all the time.
If you're going to tell the story of a person, not why not tell the whole story?
We talk about dead people that's probably... We always talk shit about dead people.
Talk shit about dead people?
No, not talk shit. We've always talked about people that were problematic that died.
Everybody. Yeah, everybody's problematic. I love James Brown. James Brown was hitting bitches, like knocking them out like type shit. You know what I'm saying? So if... Let's say you're a woman who's been abused and you see an abuser die... They're entitled to feel like, man, one less abuser out here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Did you feel that way about James?
Huh? Yeah. Like, he was, like,
you
knocking
knew that
bitches.
He was doing that when he died?
Everybody knows. That's a known thing. Know you know what I'm saying? He
I
was knocking bitches
I
out. Like,
I wasn't watching TV when that was going on.
Mm-hmm. That's, like, a known thing, you know?
I didn't know that.
But, yeah.
I wish I knew what the tweets said. Because you said it was like a terrible joke. He apologized, but, like, what was it that made...
It was just a terrible joke, but... I seen something about how he didn't want his son being gay. And then there was another one talking about...
That wasn't a tweet. That was an
interview. Yeah. The tweet was just basically like a joke. Oh, I seen this nigga eating chicken wings with the bone. Nah, nigga, you gay. And it's just like... First of all, it was a bad joke.
Yeah.
And honestly, I feel like you can
I don't think these niggas be joking. I think that's the... Oh, that's I was joking.
But that's the point.
No. Well...
That's why he's out of... That's why he's out of here.
I'm 100% positive that's exactly how he felt.
Yeah.
About like his and worrying
plus,
about his son being
plus
gay
people
whatever.
Are coming out saying, oh, it's comedy. You can say this. For me, it's like comedy. You guys, you view comedy as art, right?
Yeah,
I think that's the general consensus. Yeah, comedy. Yeah. Art and art is an expression of self. So the team they have to they're into. You know, they're related to each other. Mm-hmm. So if you're a really good comedian, you're saying a lot of what you feel. No. If it's your artist,
yeah, but there's also comedy.
I think you also
there's
cater.
Also do
you,
comedy you know. That don't offend anybody. Like, it's doable. You know?
Yeah, like, and plus, I feel like you can be kind of extreme like that if it's creative. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'll tell you what. Who does that and is considered a great comedian, maybe besides Seinfeld?
Larry David. Also was with Seinfeld. I mean, like, the thing is, Larry David, he offends people. On his show, but he's, like, creative about it. You know, he's not, like, straight out, you're a nigger. You know what I'm saying? He'll have somebody on the show who's mad racist and be like, yo, what are you doing? Like, you're wilding. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, I don't know, man. This shit is weird. This is very weird.
So I'm like, the people we call great comedians, they were offensive.
I know.
And nobody cared. But times have changed, so.
But that's the thing is, time changing shouldn't take back from what they said.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if like I saw a video somebody posted Eddie Murphy's Raw, like a skit from it, what he was saying.
But that shit wasn't even funny. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That wasn't funny.
That part when he just going off about gay people for like 10 minutes, it's like that's just not funny. Yeah. Like, it's just.
No,
like,
I'm not saying that. I'm saying like the whole video.
Oh
like,
yeah. Plus, like the thing is, like, people get away with that shit because they say. Oh, it's a different time. That shit wasn't right then, like, you know?
No, I know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I don't feel like it's
But I don't know if anybody
shouldn't have been doing this.
Then again, I wasn't alive at that time, so I don't know if anybody was. If it was a big deal back then, like maybe personally, like yeah, but I don't know if it was like.
And what was a big deal?
The stuff he was saying on his on like Raw, like the gate, yeah.
Shit wasn't right then. It's like it's just. I don't know. It's just fucking perplexing.
Like, I'm sure when people left, I don't know if they were if they were even talking about shit like that. Yeah, you think they left the comedy show and like?
I'm pretty sure there were plenty of conscious people who
really
were around then. Yeah,
it's pretty like sure. Yeah, probably they probably just didn't have the platform. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you see that shit on Instagram. Like, you see it all day. Like, yo, that's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know, true, it's different. True, true. You know, but yeah, I don't fuck with that shit. Like. And plus, like, comedians talking about, oh, you can't be a comedian now, so, you know, booty-woo.
You can.
You just have to work harder. A lot of times, I feel like a lot of these comedians back in the day was getting by on, like, terrible jokes. Like, oh, you know, people be gay. They gay, right? And people just laugh. Like, that shit is not funny. Like, you gotta be, where's your creative, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
It's, like, easy to just,
it's, like easy comedy. Yeah, it's, like, that Common View kind of comedy. No, women be shopping. Like, women be shopping. Like, it's, like, and people laugh. Like, oh, you know women be shopping, right? Like,
who did the women be shopping
for? Oh, no, man.
No, that's from a song. Oh.
It is.
Looking boy, yeah.
Women be shopping.
That's that Common View comedian shit.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
Also, one of the greatest hashtags on Twitter, Comic View 2018. Look in that hashtag. You know what that hashtag's all about? It's like people who think they're getting a joke off. So people on Twitter just like Comic View 2018. So they think they're getting love for the joke. Ah, I'm funny. Nah, we roasting you. All the terrible jokes of the year is in that hashtag.
Yo, the funny part is, I think somebody retweeted my shit and wrote Comic View
2018. Damn, bro. Must have had a trash. Look it up.
I don't be trying to be funny on Twitter, though.
Yo, pull up your Twitter real quick.
What you want to see?
Nah, I just want to see some. Thank you.
What, night mode?
I don't trust people who not in night mode, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a serial killer.
I don't like your shit either.
You're a serial killer.
My eyes, bro. That shit fucks
What, night
eyes.
Mode or the
Wait,
regular?
Wait, this fucks up your eyes?
Fucks with my eyes, yeah.
The night mode?
Yeah.
It's easy on my eyes.
Definitely easier.
You don't want glasses.
It's true.
I don't either. That shit trash.
You need them. You need them. But all right, so fuck what Kevin Hart said, man. I hope that he does grow from the situation. And learn just to apologize.
He ain't gonna change.
It's like, no.
I hope so.
All right, so we're gonna talk about what niggas really wanna know. We're gonna talk about these albums of the year, niggas.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna get into the nitty gritty. This is the Negro Grammys. We're gonna get into what niggas really wanna know. So I'll go
it's the
here.
Nappy Award.
Tony, you got your book? Nappy you got your Award. Book? We're gonna keep track. We're gonna,
oh, okay.
We gotta come up with 5 rap albums of the year. And 5 R&B albums of the year. And by the time...
Y'all niggas on BB with that R&B shit. Because I honestly...
But you're not an R&B nigga? You're not an R&B?
I am.
You're not an R&B thug nigga?
I am. But I'm like 2010 going backwards.
Oh, okay.
So you're not. All right, go ahead.
So you like a Jagged Edge kind of guy.
That's OD.
How does that mean I'm not, though?
Let's just go with the fact that you're a Jagged Edge type of nigga.
I'm not.
Where the party at? Walked out of heaven kind of guy?
Walked out of heaven is a classic.
That's a slap. That's a slap.
I sing the shit out there.
What you more, like Freddie Ricky era? Like, that shit like you? All right, so...
I've listened... No, there's plenty of
R&B
albums.
So you are Freddie Ricky, nigga.
No. I'm saying there's plenty of R&B albums that I listen to afterwards, but, like, what I listen to the most is, like, older shit.
All right, so we're going to come up with a 5, and I just want to get spicy or jump. Playboi Carti Dialect album of the year. I'm jumping out.
Get the fuck out of here.
What's this better? Word ends.
What's
this
better? Word ends. What's better?
Stop
what's better?
Recording right here.
Start with that shit.
What's better?
That's what we're gonna do.
Stop recording this shit.
What's better? Astro track World. For track. What's better?
This is pointless.
What's better?
Astro World is better than Dollar.
Astro World's on my list. It's on my list. Beloved, you got a pen?
I'm not writing that bullshit down.
You got a pen, beloved?
Sonically dialect.
You give me dialect, that means you're going to give me gummo. Like,
dialect
I don't got time.
Has the best 1-2-3 punch of any album of the year. See, you on that bullshit.
I don't listen to Dummy Boy.
So you going to do that?
All right.
I didn't listen to nothing problematic this year.
All right. Dialect has the best 1-2-3 punch of any album this year.
Get the fuck.
You can't name me a better punch than Long Time, R.I.P., and Lean For Real.
That shit was fire. I'm not gonna lie.
You can't. Like, you can't.
I gotta go.
Album of the year. All right, so we'll start on something we all agree with. Astroworld's on the list.
That's number one.
All right, chill out. But we can put Astroworld down.
Astroworld's on the list.
Yeah.
You know, let's start there.
I do agree with Rob. That might be number one, man. But
like I said, we can put actual about, on the list.
It's hard to do favorites because this is like this album. I really, really
we can pick five. Let's pick five. We don't
can
have.
We, to... right, can we just all throw out albums? Like
no,
no. But that's no. That's gonna be way too much. That's we might as well just go around. What I'm and try saying, to
what I'm saying,
on.
What I'm saying is we don't have to put it in order. It just has I'm to be a five.
Facts, facts. All right,
okay. Astro Bros on there. Everybody agree? Yeah, is that cool?
Yes.
Okay, Astro Bros on there.
Did y'all listen to any of the Kanye produced shit?
Nope. All right. Oh, Kanye produced. Right.
I didn't listen to it, so I don't know.
Wait, wait. Kanye produced okay. is different because I listened to Pusha T album and Teyana Taylor's okay. album, but I'm not going to put those on the top five.
So we're sweeping them the fuck out of
here. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to keep it real with you. You niggas thank overhyped the Pusha T album. And I say that because we all know Pusha can rap. Pusha's a great rapper. But them bing bong boop beats Kanye was giving him, that ain't it, Chief. That ain't it, Chief. Y'all niggas is lying. These niggas let their hate for Drake fuel them to terrible opinions. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Daytona ain't it. That Teyana Taylor album wasn't even finished.
Drake also alleged y'all to believe Scorpion was a great album.
Scorpion don't it go is. On this list. Scorpion's not going on this list.
It wasn't we're a great album.
This. Y'all smoking crack rocks now.
Nah, like, I think
so.
I think
Pusha T fans took an L and Drake fans.
No, no, no.
Scorpion is going on our top five?
No, no, no. I don't want to put that on top five.
Our top five?
You know he's putting it on. He's Evan.
Evan, you don't
fucking,
this doesn't really matter, but I'm saying
he's a part-time Six God resident. Hold I mean,
but Toronto that, resident. Beside that, what song got more hits, bro?
Hold on.
That shit got
hits, don't?
It got a diamond single on the album. This doesn't matter,
but I feel like if Scorpion...
But it's Drake, it's always gonna...
If Scorpion, if you take songs off of Scorpion, and like, if it was shorter, maybe. But it's so...
And it, the, fact that he said, the fact that he said maybe is
but
saying a lot.
It's 2018. Everybody got long albums.
No,
this is the year short albums.
Year short album. Remember 5 weeks in a row, we got an album with 7 songs on it. How is this
from, that's a little we're different. Not, from, we're that's not dealing with Kanye. I'm just talking about the deal. This is the year of but short albums.
But from one camp. What I'm saying, everybody got long albums.
What's a short album to you?
So, like...
Anything under 10 songs.
Anything 10 or more is the most.
So, like, Aminé put out, like, a 35... Aminé, whatever, he put out, like, a 35-minute album. Tierra Wax was 15. His shit was... His shit flamed. Tierra Wax probably was 15
I can't put you on there. You got minute songs, bro.
They bang.
That's not top five. It's top five?
She finessed.
I don't know if that's an album,
that's not a top... That's what I'm saying. It's more like a collection of songs.
Now we're doing this.
What do you mean?
As a collective body of work, it was better than a lot of projects that were out
alone. I don't know the definition, so I can't even say nothing.
As good as she is, those 1 minute songs don't add up to complete full length albums. So, dog, that ain't it, Chief. That ain't it. It ain't. All right, we
don't
go ahead.
But you want cardio here? Get the fuck.
All right, Buddy album fire.
Yeah, Buddy.
Good album.
Yeah.
Top five though? I don't know.
Damn, that was in my top.
Nipsey Hussle album top five.
Yes.
Nah,
cat.
Yeah.
Cat.
Top five. Come on.
I'll put Victory Lap up.
Nah. I think people are just happy that Nipsey drops up there.
Cap?
Cat?
Oh, what? No. Hold on. So,
I'm stressed.
Playboi Carti shit slapped. Name a better song this year. That was harder than R.I.P. Fredo.
You said
Fredo.
Song. We're talking about albums, nigga.
All right. He got songs on there. What song you want to know about?
As a collective, though? You know as an album.
She's nuts. She's talking about songs, but she putting somebody on there with 1 minute songs.
Like,
get out of here with
all
that.
15 minutes. Pop. Get out of here.
It sounds good, though. It's a really good thing. Like,
anything you can listen to fully through in 15 minutes would sound good. That's 15 minutes. That's 3 Kanye songs, bro.
All right, I'm going to throw out another one. Mac Miller album. That's top five.
Fair.
Swimming is top five.
Fair.
Not even awesome.
Wait, we can agree Mac can be in the five.
I thought that came out in 2017.
I listen to 2009 almost every day.
Fair. We can put Mac on there. Everybody agree on Mac?
You not feeling it?
You not feeling Mac?
I love Mac.
So we're putting them
she
in the five.
She's going to say but.
I'll write them down.
She don't want to cut.
Write
me down. I'll put that there. I'll put
Mac.
This one was top five.
All right.
So we got Astroworld Victory Lap with a question mark next to it.
No. If we all didn't agree on it, we gotta put it away. We gotta put Victory Lap away if we all didn't agree on it.
And what's it called?
Dilate is not there because we didn't all agree on it.
We're not putting
it. So now we're still
like haters.
No, I like Dilate, but top five. sense. Top five?
What's yo?
Yo, nah, I can't, Cardi, bro. I'm top sorry. Five?
Not I'm doing
sorry.
It.
What's
I'm not doing Chopper it.
Chopper won't miss.
Wait.
R.I.P. Fredo. Lee for real. Home. Long time. R.I.P.
I ain't going. I ain't going.
All right.
This is just rap, right? This is the rap.
This is the rap side.
Okay, because I was about to say I would already have Black there.
Oh, we gonna
Black would already been on it.
We're gonna talk about that too. We're gonna talk about that. Alright, I'm nominating. I got another
I forgot about that.
Another nomination. Okay.
I played
him. I'm putting Key 777. You gotta put it top five.
Wait, what's
Key 777. Him and Kenny Beats, you gotta put that on there.
So I don't know.
I already do.
That shit is top five.
I fuck with Key. If we gotta do like one like off kilter, like if you want to play by Cardi, we can do that.
Alright.
I won't put Cardi on there. I'll put that on there.
That means Nipsey's an honorable mention because it's 3-1.
Nipsey
only had one person vote.
How we feel about Carter 5?
No. No.
Y'all be getting me tight.
I just want to see what y'all thought.
Girl, no, you
disrespected.
Like,
you disrespected.
That's the only one I said that was a nut shit.
But you knew it was nut shit before it came. Alright,
but let me just let it flow off. Let me see what y'all say.
Carter 5. That album started strong, though. I'll give them that. I like Dedication.
It got to the middle of the shit. It was like,
you can hear a lot of those songs were dated. You know, he recorded them shits a long time ago.
Oh, no, fuck that. Redemption. Y'all niggas is wildin'. Redemption.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, J-Rock body that. J-Rock
niggas
up
is
there.
Wildin'. No. Y'all
is
niggas
it top five?
Wait, hold on.
No.
Listen. How we wildin'? Yes.
No. What I'm saying
J-Rock
is it's a good album.
Yes.
Let's name some more and see if we still feel that
no,
way.
Okay. I wrote it down.
Write it down.
No.
Right down.
I didn't say
that body's key.
No, it doesn't. You didn't even hear key.
I don't care.
I heard key and I fuck with key.
I don't care.
Redemption was body.
I don't care.
What are you talking about?
I don't care.
He doesn't even listen to that.
No,
key was flame.
No, what I'm saying.
Redemption body.
What I'm saying is, put it to the side. Now if you still feel that way at towards the end,
I will.
Towards the end, we'll put it on there. Okay. Put it to the side, and if you still feel that way,
I didn't even write key.
Cool. All right. Another guaranteed slot. Black Panther soundtrack. Nobody can disagree.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, like that. I fuck with that.
Nobody disagree with that.
No, yeah, so I agree with
put
that.
Put that on there.
Is it Grammy nominated?
Oh yeah,
it is.
Yeah. It better be, and it better win.
Who gets that? Kendrick gets it.
No,
everybody
gets it.
It's a compilation album.
Yeah,
but I know he was like the
executive producer.
Actually, exactly. Yeah, okay.
It looked good on his little resume, but
so we have we got Playboi Carti.
It's definitely not. I need to write Cardi down, nigga.
You got Blueface on there?
Nah. If we talking mixtapes, Blueface gotta be on there. But we not gonna do that. We're gonna keep it strictly albums, okay?
Alright.
I'm gonna throw this one out there. I don't know if anybody's a fan of this. Key Glock.
Shut up, yo.
Nah, what are you talking about? Yo, fire.
It's a banger, but I don't know if the album is at you, Key.
Yeah,
how no. not? That shit good.
Key Glock is fire, but...
We not doing
No. Hold on. All right. This mad music that comes out this whole year.
That's what I'm saying, so it's
you
hard
can't expect everybody to just be on shit. Like,
yeah. I'm biased. I do expect everybody to be on shit.
Nah, it's impossible. Literally impossible.
If it's good, you should have listened.
It's too much. It's too much music.
But he wouldn't know, because do you know who Key Glock is?
Yes. I know Key is. I don't know who Key Glock is.
That's a different rapper.
Oh,
different.
All right.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Can I introduce another album I feel like is unanimous?
You're fucking annoying. Okay. Go ahead.
City Girls, period.
See?
Putting it on there.
This is what we're doing
that's
again.
That's a fact. City Boys, feel me?
City Girl album is hard, like...
No, I gotta go.
What do you mean?
I'm tapping out.
What do you want me to put on here? What do you want me to put? Ja Rule the Danger Man, Black Thought.
Right? The miseducation of the Lord.
What you want me to put on here? The most boom bappiest shit you can find?
First off, this guy has a fucking hair wrap on. Don't come for me.
Exhibit A through. Wait, how many has there been?
I don't name two projects that I fuck with heavy that have nothing to do with that type of
Jay Electronica's. You know what I'm saying? What do you want me to put on there, then?
We're down for the City Girls.
All right, give me a recommendation, then.
Best.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
I fuck with Boss. Boss,
Milky Way was fire.
Who heard that shit?
Yo, everything
Why
is love.
Who heard that shit?
Everything is love.
That ain't it.
I don't listen to Bass, but I know he's good. I don't listen to
I know Bass is good.
Boss, Milky Way was a banger.
Yeah. It's
all them,
especially like the first
All those Dream Pop albums, they cute. Where's the slappers? But where's the slappers?
Tone is a vibe. Yeah,
where they playing that at? What club they playing that in, Tony?
I've heard that shit on multiple nights.
What club,
nigga,
though?
Nigga, I be in the clubs.
Which club?
Okay, so we can go Lafayette Five.
The club where they...
We can go Kimpo. We can go...
Kimpo ain't got no... Man, I've been to Kimpo about four times. Skibidi
bop, beep bop. He started snapping. That was the first thing I thought of. My fault.
Yo, what I'm saying is those albums are cool. They're not top five worthy. So you think Boss album better than Takeoff's?
Damn, no. Takeoff's album's valid.
Takeoff honestly, album
honestly, yes. I'm not feeling Quavo album or Takeoff album.
Quavo fan.
I was Takeoff, bored. No Takeoff was shit. Quavo shit. Quavo shit, I was bored.
If you're bored with Quavo shit, you definitely bored with Boss shit.
Hell no. Right. Nigga, peace Quavo God. Did 12 songs. Quavo
gotta
did,
go.
Yo, bro, Quavo did 12 songs, and all 12 of those songs sounded the same. That's why I was bored. I wasn't, like, it was good, okay, it was good
okay.
quality music.
Okay.
Not quality music, it was good music, but it was just like, all right. All
right.
Like,
good music.
All right, since we're going to put a Slumber album on there, so.
All right, well,
let's put that KOD then. Y'all want to put KOD on there?
Hell no. Maybe. I know what I want.
Fair. Right.
Exactly.
He was a right.
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 All right, well, we probably agree on this.
Shrimp, too?
Championship. Meek.
It just came out.
I don't know. Yeah, that's how I feel. I feel like it's too soon.
It's been a week, though.
Bro, never. Come on, bro.
Too soon.
Yeah, I'll be the first one to be like, this shit is good. It should be a classic.
It's good. It's good. But it's good. But I don't
way
know.
More time to breathe.
I don't know. Because the thing is, it's some shit, it's a lot of gray shit on there, but it's a lot of shit like, I don't
it's
know.
It's also riding off momentum right, of cool. just like him
so,
being home.
So then we
like,
can't talk
yeah,
about,
I
so
do,
then we're
I
not talking about no shit that's
I
new.
I think his narrative. Because
that's what y'all said from the jump.
Anything that came out Meek album week forward, we can't talk about.
All right, cool. Okay.
Like, if Offset drop, let's say Offset drop, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't talk about that,
okay.
bro.
Y'all fuck with 88 Glam?
I like the first one. I didn't really like the second one.
Wow.
I like the first one, though. The first one's really good.
The second one was bumping. We was bumping really? The second one on the way here. I didn't finish, we didn't finish it yet.
It was all right. I like the first one way more, though. Like
that first one is
fire. It's hard.
This nigga said, yo, this nigga
nah,
said.
Nah, don't do it.
No, we gotta do it.
No, turn it up.
This nigga came in the car and said, yo, son, I think 88 Glam better than Gunna and Lil Baby together.
Evan just rolled his eyes with the
I'm
most
like,
disgust.
Yo.
So obviously, the crack epidemic is still within America. Okay,
yo.
Within the hood.
You know, like when you like hear some good shit, like this is how I'm feeling at the moment. You feel me? That's how I was feeling.
But
at
then
the
I snap back into reality, like this ain't as good as I think it is.
Boy,
you know what
geez.
I'm saying?
I should have.
I'm putting Drip Season 3 on there.
Why
albums
I hate
of the
y'all.
Year.
Why am I here?
What are you talking? What song is better than Top Off this
you
year?
You got it.
Hotel.
Drip
oh, okay.
Valid.
Thank you.
Ben Stables album was fire.
Was good. Very good.
You, don't say but.
You know what? I
it's
think.
Good.
I don't think.
Say but.
Can I be
that
honest?
Shit was
can I be honest?
Body
can
that
I be honest?
Slap.
Can I be honest? I think we should scrap top five albums.
Now
I think. I know honestly, because I feel like. It's too much music for us to condense. Like,
bro,
I've
said this before.
I know you said that. I know you said that. But like, I'm as we're naming albums,
like,
I like
so
this.
Hard,
I like this.
And they all have
like
different
this.
Lanes. They all
like
serve
this.
Different pockets.
That's why I feel like hip hop is in its most like varied state. It's genres within
I
the genre.
Love so
within
like,
the genre. You know what I'm saying? But sorry, so we just do like
no
this. Let's talk
like
about most surprisingly good albums and albums we were disappointed in.
That's
not,
better.
Not
like
saying
better.
Not saying that this the album is
because
bad.
The other conversation is like just.
All right. Let's say not saying
build a shaky top five.
Yeah,
I like this.
Yeah. Not saying that the album is bad if it's disappointing. Just saying it didn't live up to your expectations.
Mm.
Can I start here? I got something on my spirit. Can we start here?
Okay. All right.
Something that I was surprised about.
Yeah.
Lil Yachty's album. Nothing to Prove.
Better than I thought it would.
I think Lil Yachty. Like rapping wise, got a hell of a lot better than.
Oh yeah,
he
knows how to make songs now. He knows how to.
Not
make...
even that, like his
bars
word placements. I'm like, whoa, when this nigga get like this? Like he was flowing, doing like different flows. I'm like, and it wasn't like some simple shit. It was like some.
But he said in an interview, he was like, he made that first whatever. What was the name of the first project?
No.
Whatever the last the kids
teenage
whatever that whatever. Yeah that shit. He was like, he made that shit because niggas was like, yeah, we want to hear something different.
And he tried.
And he tried. And niggas was like, yeah,
nah.
That's not it.
All right,
and he was disappointed.
The hardest Yachty song to this day still is Minnesota. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
This nigga
Flipper went crazy on
it. Skip that shit, that had Burberry Perry on it, that shit was fire.
Yes.
They don't fuck with
Jumbo. All right, so.
I know.
I'm trying to surprise him. I think that Vince Staples album is surprisingly good to me. Because I, coming off his last shit.
Don't talk about his last shit. I know you don't like. Don't make that face.
The nigga was trying to make techno.
I love that shit. I love that shit.
Potlocking music. I was like this ain't songs. It.
Him and Kilo Keisha, I love that shit.
745 was fire. I like that song.
But the shit he just dropped is really good. I like solid it. I like the shit.
I like the way he put it together. Like,
but the only song, the hardest song on there, Say What You Want, Love Vince. That Tiger interlude, yeah. I need that. That shit sounded so hard. Shout out to Tiger. All right, another surprisingly good album.
Earl's Project made me really happy.
I ain't listened to it yet.
Oh, we're going to have to talk about it. Yeah. That. I've been getting
I don't like your energy
so
already.
Much heat in my mentions because I said, shout out to the homie Cyrus. That's my dog. He tweeted, Earl only sold 28K, right? Cool. That's a fact. I retweet that. I said, niggas ain't trying to hear MF Doom karaoke.
Windows 98
PC. He recorded that album on a Windows 98 PC with Microsoft Paint on it. You know what I'm saying? Earl.
Niggas said MF Doom.
If you
want to
talk about disappointing albums,
now this.
Earl shit was disappointing, bro.
I like that he did what he wanted to do.
But what does that mean?
Always done that.
You can say that about anybody.
He did that shit, and we ain't gonna see it from that nigga in like another 6 years, though.
And if he making music like that, I'm cool. That Shannon Sharp would say, that ain't no problem. Because let me say this.
No,
first, it starts off with the fake Mad Lib beats. I don't know if that's really Mad Lib. Or like somebody on YouTube, Mad Lib type beat. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Disrespect.
Second of all, he said, fuck rapping on beat. I ain't doing it.
Word.
Right? Then the vocals ain't even mixed in. He recorded that shit on a fucking 5C, threw it on the track and said, this is the album. Some rap songs. Y'all niggas gonna listen to it. And you know what hip hop told him as a community? This ain't it. We not bumping this. Earl shit disappointed, man. Because the thing is, we know Earl can rap. Nigga, make songs, bro.
That's crazy.
He got on there and started rapping about the militia and militant and whoop-de-woop. But nigga, if you ain't rapping on beat and you ain't Blueface,
yo,
I don't care.
Gun and Lil Baby.
And you ain't Blueface.
He got a song with Gun and Lil Baby.
Does he?
I heard Blueface rap on beat and I was very disappointed.
It's not as good.
It don't feel the same.
Which is weird. Weird.
He needs to be off beat.
He got to be off beat.
It don't feel
But
we're
going to talk about... Matter of fact, fuck Earl. That shit is ass.
Relax.
But this Blueface, you gonna respect this Crippin.
This nigga was like, he was like, free all my homies.
Yo.
But nah, I don't like the way that nigga Crip walked, though. He looked crazy.
Yeah, he did look crazy. But when that nigga, the hardest line of the year to me is, I done fucked a few bitches raw with a condom in my pocket.
That shit is fire.
You wanna talk
related,
about.
Nigga?
No, but okay, you wanna clarity. Talk about layers to a bar? That's it.
You're annoying.
That's it.
That
Blueface surprisingly.
That shit fire.
Hey, surprisingly good album. Earl disappointing. Blueface surprisingly good.
You gotta put them next to each other. Huh? Yo,
one is definitely better than the other.
Niggas gonna end this shit right here.
Does Earl have a song good as Freak Bitch?
Don't do this.
On the set.
J-Rock album was surprisingly good to me.
Yeah. Cause I didn't really like J-Rock's last album. I liked it, but I was like, it could be more than this. But I liked the Redemption. Very good album.
Yeah, that shit was fire.
First of the year, Future on King said.
No, this.
What's better?
La-di-da-di-da-di. Yeah, la-di-da-di-da.
Cause think about it. It's a good verse, and it's also a diss verse.
Man.
He heated Bow Wow up, bro. Took your baby mama to the penthouse, then I freaked her. I had to make my mind up. Should I keep it?
Hurt nigga. Cause
he knocked her up.
Damn.
Layers, bro.
Nigga, that fan reunion gonna be crazy.
Yeah, man.
Future ain't showing up.
That's some
up.
Tyler Perry shit. You know?
That nigga Future ain't showing up.
That's right. Father Year.
You ain't shit.
Father the Year.
Yo. That's funny as hell.
Alright, so you guys got any more surprisingly good? Surprisingly
good.
I know a lot of people listen to this and think that surprisingly disappointed. I'm gonna put Eminem, but I have no expectation for Eminem because he's trash. So I'm not putting him on there. Continue.
You know what was disappointing to me?
Full scoring. Remember the
modern napkins?
Playing with the flopkins?
Yo, Eminem is garbage, bro. But y'all got any surprisingly good?
I appreciate Ross sticking to being Ross. Someone go on the verse with on championships.
Okay.
Him, Jay, and Meek.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Niggas was on task. Meek was talking about, you know, free from jail. I mean, prison reform.
Jay talking Jay's about being like, the richest nigga of all time.
Niggas what not did Joe about to say? He said, enjoy your chains. He was like, okay, y'all enjoy y'all chains. I'm like, that's crazy.
And then Ross was just really like, wealthy. Fuck it, we gonna talk about these wealthy women living free raps. That's it.
Yeah. And throwing a 6ix9ine jab in there while we at it, you know.
That's his lane. Yeah. It doesn't matter what like combo he's on. It don't matter how many niggas on a song.
Ross gonna get his.
And it's always gonna be the same. It's gonna be topic. Good.
Yeah. And I have no problem with that. He's like, if you're talking about niggas talking luxury rap, Ross gotta be up there.
Ross is so underrated.
Yo. Ross is top three.
I think he's one.
I don't think he get his like.
He always talks about that though, but he
Ross is in my top five favorite rappers.
I think we know but that he's got
masses,
it.
To the masses, it's not usually. That
I think
way.
He's like.
I think he is. We just.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
I don't think.
I think it's not because he doesn't have like hit records after a certain point. Like after Teflon Don, what was his last like?
Yeah.
Big record.
What was the one after Teflon Don? God Forgives, I Don't.
Yeah. That
was after that one. It was just like I don't know.
I mean, he had Diced Pineapples, but like. That was more like a. It wasn't like a.
Felt like a.
Like Teflon the one. Was like
his,
this is the
Teflon Don was his breakout. Like he was here. Like niggas knew who Ross was, but Teflon Don like put him in a different place.
I love Deep. It was hard to follow.
Yeah, Deep and Rap.
I think it was hard to follow after that.
Yeah.
Because I like Mastermind. A lot of people didn't like Mastermind. I like Mastermind. Yeah. And I like his last one as well.
Yeah. I fuck with Ross. You like Hood Billionaire? Yeah, that's how I felt.
I only like, what was that song?
And I like the shit. I like the Birdman diss, man. That's my shit.
Oh, yeah, the last one. Become rivals. Yeah.
Come on, now. With Chris Rock on it. Mm-hmm. It's Chris Rock. But I think Ross is top three Southern rappers ever, bro. I think it's Wayne, Ross, just like that. Scarface, 3.
Damn.
Wayne, Ross, Scarface, honestly.
I'm surprised you put...
All them guys are over 3K to me. Only because 3K doesn't have a solo.
Wait, as your favorite?
As best.
Okay. Oh, best? Rappers?
From the South.
Oh, from the South. Okay.
Okay, that makes sense.
It doesn't.
Only because Andre doesn't have a solo. If he had a solo, I would put him up there too. But you gotta prove it. That's like being... He's like a system player.
I'm not dealing with this.
I don't feel like
giving me this energy.
All right, so can we talk about Shifted over the R&B albums, you know?
All right.
Everybody know I'm an R&B thug.
Oh, God.
So.
People forgot about this one, because I was thinking about this while I was talking about the rap album, but people forgot about Sir's album.
Nobody forgot.
That came out this year?
November is Untouched. That's my top five.
Yeah, that's great. Sir,
you know it came out this year, but
Sir is
dead.
It came out in April, May, right?
Yeah, 2018. But it didn't come out in April, though. It came out like January.
Let's look it up. We need a stat guy.
Sir came out in the beginning of the year because I saw him live already. I saw him live in, I saw him live.
Like early January.
January 19th.
I
don't know. I just feel like people
it came out early
about it, and then was like, all right, on to the next, because there's so much music, so it's so
But that's gonna happen, if you're not, especially if you're not a big artist.
Plus, he dropped the same time as the Migos, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? That was a big album. People forgot that even came out this year. Culture too.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
But see, so much music.
So R&B album.
Yeah, Sir's album. What was it called? November.
November. Yes. Very good album.
Black's album.
Six Lack. Yeah. Six Lack. I like this album.
I don't know why.
I'm okay without him.
I don't disrespect him, man.
I like Six Lack. He's
alright. I'm okay without him.
His name is his name.
Why you not feeling him, Tom?
She don't like his voice.
It's a monotone, pouting ass whisper. I don't like that nigga
that's
voice.
That's fair. I like his songwriting, though.
Yeah, I can imagine him penning a lot of stuff for other niggas.
Yeah.
He's good with melodies, but, he's monotone, so they all sound the fucking same.
That's fair.
He upsets me.
That's fair. I like
but
that.
But that's the thing. I don't expect him to give me anything,
Finish
what's
your thought.
Another, what's another
prolific, like super singing ass nigga?
Yeah, like, I'm not about to.
He should not be spoken of. He's cool.
But it sounds good what he's doing, though.
Does it, though?
Because people like. Or is people your, like. Or is people like the Dream. Boring. The Dream was never like.
Don't be disrespectful to. Oh my God.
Dream can actually sing, though.
The Dream is a genius.
A little bit.
Dream is a fucking genius.
A little bit. He wasn't like a crazy vocalist.
His pen is unstoppable.
Yeah, but I'm saying, though. We're talking about vocals.
Like you.
I'm not talking about like his pen. I'm talking about vocals. People love the Dream. People gonna love when Drake sings. Drake ain't the greatest singer ever.
Yeah, if we go by what your standards, then the Dream got to be put out of here, too.
My standards, it's a combination of the things.
But you said if we talking vocals. So if we talking vocals, Dream got to be out of here, too, if we getting rid of 6 Lack.
Yeah. I mean, niggas love the Dream.
No.
Dream was not a crazy vocalist.
Well,
no.
Well, I'm going to say, my R&B album this year, that Jacquees shit. That shit is fire, bro.
I knew he was going to say that.
Niggas like you, on Al Gore's internet talking about, I am the king of R&B. Nobody can...
It's the best
get the fuck
R&B
out of here.
Album this year.
Like, that shit was fire. I don't know if it's fire, number one, bro. Though. I don't know if it's number one on my
it's
list. Like,
fire,
that.
He's out here feeling himself on the internet.
Because he put out a good album.
No.
He did.
Got that nigga stealing songs and I don't got time.
And he bodied it.
Yeah.
Did he not?
I don't got time.
We act like...
disappointing R&B album? That Ty Dolla $ign Jeremiah, bro.
I
disappointing. It was disappointing, bro. I thought it was gonna be way better than what it was.
I feel like I didn't listen to it. What's on that?
The best song on it is "The Light."
That's
"Delight" and the joint with French Montana.
The album came out.
I'm fucking you too. When they redid that shit,
they love a good
remake. That shit was good.
Fucking what's his name?
Did the Beach House come out this year or was it last year?
Who produced last year? Young Berg. That's all he do, though.
Yeah, that's all he does.
He literally takes shit from the 90s and flip it.
He does it so well, though.
Yeah, it's good.
Is that, like, talent, though?
Yeah.
That's, like, all the fucking Chinx tapes.
Not even Chinx tapes. If you want to go further back, what do you think Diddy was doing, bro? He's taking a lot of records from the 80s and 70s, flipping them.
Mixing, sampling, and producing, it's all still, it's all
No, but see, the thing is, but Diddy, but see, like... hit maker take the whole song and you basically listen to a volume 2 of the song,
like a cover.
Diddy like took shit, but it wasn't like the whole shit.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's nice though, sound good. I'm just saying like
you make it sound good. Ain't nobody
complaining. Boils down, is that really like talent or is that just like
niggas like comfort?
I think it's talent
in
but
terms
it's
of
like,
people's ears. If you hear a sample that you already fuck with heavy, yeah, and it's just anything with Ty Dolla $ign, that's a new nigga sample.
Plus, you can say that even going back to rap, when I heard that was beef, I didn't think it was lacking because you know it's still
okay.
You hear that and it's like, oh shit, just another nigga rapping on this beat, but it was fire though. I don't give a fuck as long as it's fire, bro.
Yeah,
but rap is different for me because I feel like rap when it's rappers are saying more than.
Rapper is saying more, though.
Especially on that song, because, like, right, as far as Jay's verse was, he made a lot of references to Biggie's shit. And used a lot of Biggie's flows and Biggie's sayings on that song, you know? So, yeah, all that kind of shit, you know? Yeah. But, yeah. How y'all feel about LMA album?
I ain't listen to it.
No, it was alright.
It was okay. Cool.
And I'm an LMA fan, but I thought it was alright.
It was okay. It wasn't bad. It wasn't amazing.
That Georgia Smith shit was trash, though.
That wasn't fire at all.
She's beautiful, but didn't work.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what
Summer
else.
Walker.
Masego was
disappointing.
Good. Summer Walker
I
was
disappointing.
Yeah, listen to her. A lot of people listen to her.
I like her.
Her? Yeah, her is valid.
Her is good, but I don't know. I just want her to put out the album. You know, I'm tired of the EPs. She's like the Young Thug of R&B.
Well, then I guess
like,
that I'm tired
of the EPs. I got a disappointing album. No Name.
Nah, I kind of like some of them.
No Name was good.
I ain't like it.
Why?
I like the last one better.
Yeah, last one was better.
And when you're comparing them, the first one is better.
Yeah.
But this one was good.
Yeah. I like that Shmino.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that new Shmino, but that's...
I've acknowledged that Shmino is a hit or miss. Niggas either love Shmino or they hate Shmino.
Yeah,
there's
bro.
No in between.
Because
so
it's like...
Okay.
It's like the rapping and the
it's
voice
a rap
shit.
Scene.
It's like, I can't. Like sometimes I can, but like when he's hits, he's really good.
Nah, he did this.
Yeah, but I like the project.
No Name or Shmino?
Shmino.
No Name's okay.
Noir.
It's okay, you know.
I just want a hoodie with a satin on the inside of the hoodie.
But No Name's really rapper, though. She's, like, doing spoken word shit.
No, she's a rapper.
She's, like, She's like Shea Butter.
It's sing song.
She's Shea Butter Blueface, honestly. She's like, like offbeat.
No name is Shea Butter.
She is.
Blueface.
She She is, because she's like, she's
tweet
rapping.
That,
but it don't be on beat.
What bro, the she fuck? Just
you said Shea Butter Blueface.
Yes. She is.
This guy ever.
She is.
I'm dead.
Is she not, though? Does she be on beat?
And I'm
adding her. This nigga Ab was a poet, son.
That's more of you to live.
He put shit together.
Yo, like, am I lying? If I'm lying, tell me. Does she be on beat? She's Shea Butter Blueface, bro. Which is cool. I fuck with Blueface. Y'all know I fuck with Blueface, but that's just what it is. But yeah, I'm trying to think. I think that might be it.
Nah, Aaron Ray bodied his album.
Oh, yeah. Platinum Fire is good. Platinum Fire is really good.
Platinum Fire is crazy.
Yo, I'm
dead. And I saw that nigga laugh. He sounds like the records. Like, there's no...
Yeah,
he's... on that. He bodied
he's
that.
Good. It's too much music, man. Too much fucking music.
Who else came out this year? Shorty named Gwen Bunn. If niggas fuck with Sid, it's a shorty named Gwen Bunn. Gwenbunn. A vibe. She came out, I think, in like...
Yep. Can I show
at the
question?
Top of the year.
Y'all like Sid solo shit?
Last year, yeah.
You like that shit?
Yeah, I'm not like crazy about it.
Yeah,
like,
that's how I felt. I just sometimes I listen to music and like maybe I'm being too
like
harsh.
I gave it a couple of
replays. Speaking of disappointment, that Internet album is cool, but it don't slap like the first one. It don't slap like the first one.
Y'all listen to St. John?
Yeah, he's good.
I fuck with St. John.
He's good.
He's from Queens, right?
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to think. Who else? I think that's pretty much it, man. I think we covered all the shits that really matter.
Yeah, R&B shit.
R&B shits. But Jacquees still album of the year, R&B wise.
Shut up.
It is.
I was listening to that.
Yo, song of the year, Tony Hawk.
Don't plug your shit. Get out of here. Nah, but if we talking song of the year... God's plan.
Now this.
I mean, I guess. Like, I'm not arguing against that.
I feel like if that music video didn't come
it would have been different. If I had to pick my five songs of the year, I'm going God's plan. No order.
I ain't know that shit went diamond, though.
Diamond, my G.
That shit is nuts. The last shit I heard go diamond was 50 Cent in like 03.
No.
I think.
Nelly.
Oh.
Nelly.
Nelly went hot in here?
Hot in her.
Nelly underrated. That's my guy.
Nelly.
He never got his roses.
My top five songs this year, I'm going on a main street level. Everybody got their personal shit they fuck with. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going God's Plan. I'm going Trip. LMA. I like that song. Sicko Mode.
You said Jacquees version. I just realized that. That's crazy. I agree though.
No.
Fire.
No.
Damn, y'all niggas threw off my whole train of thought.
Oh, damn. Niggas didn't even say Nail album for R&B.
Oh, yeah. That shit is good. That's cool. Good.
I liked it. It wasn't
that good. Usher album, nigga?
Nah, shut get the fuck out. Right.
That Usher album, nigga?
Nah.
Treat a good store like a gift shop. That shit is hard.
Keep that shit way over there.
We know what you bump on the late. You know what I'm saying? But,
that shit was hard.
That's yeah. Scary. We tried to put all these albums and shit together, but there was too much going on. So we just gave albums. Go listen to them.
Congratulations to everybody that has ever been behind a mic and said a word. Congratulations.
Yes, you guys have won the Negro Grammys. All right. So anything y'all want to say before we get up out of here, man? Anything you want to plug? You want to... Shout out your booze or whatever. No? For sure.
It was Brenda Leticia. Don LaShaw.
Thank you. That was good. I'm proud of you.
Shout out Brainwash.
Yeah, always shout out to Brainwash.
Brainwash.
It's a fact.
I don't really know Brainwash, but shout out to y'all.
Shout out Brainwash. Fact.
Now this.
All right, so anything else?
Have a whole radio. Shout out to that.
Fact.
One of my favorite shows.
Okay.
Yo, can I get another episode? Like, I got some shit I need to get off.
See, what you trying to talk about?
My theme is going to be people of color in electronic and house music.
Oh, I'm with the shits.
Bro?
Nah, I bet. I'm with it.
We're going to do that. Because I feel like niggas don't talk about how, like, it's a lot of good electronic shit being made by people of color and the
white EDM shit. Shout out to BK. For real.
Yeah, facts.
They're with the shits heavy.
Yeah. All right, we're going to get up out of here. SSID episode 15. Next episode, I'm gonna let you know who the guests are now. Tori's coming back, and I'm having the homie Chanel on. You know, it's gonna be a very good episode. We're gonna talk about things from the ends. You know, she's out there in London.
Oh, yeah. From the ends.
Men like Chanel. That's what we're going to talk about, man. We're going to get up out of here. SSID episode 15. Oh, yeah. Thank you guys for coming on. Let me not be an ungrateful ass nigga.
Thank you. About time.
Shut up. We'll get up out of here.
Nah, that's a fact, though, because I've been acting for a minute. Like, this nigga, like,
Rob says this and works 72,000 hours a week. But, you know. But you see, we made it work.
That's
a
fact.
SSID episode 15, and we out.
I'm rich, bitch.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.